It is time for Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiase over the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 WEOL by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Some Tribe tickets to give away if you were there over the weekend.
The pitch. Swung on, hit pretty well. Deep center field. It's got a chance. Gone! Just to the right of center field, clobbers a two-run homer. And the Indians are blowing the Twins apart again. 7-0 Cleveland. And Almonte has now had 7 at-bats for the Indians. 2 homers, 2 doubles, a single, and 4 RBIs. Wow,
yeah, or how about that, or amazing, exclamation point, Bob. Where did this guy come from? Who is Abraham Almonte?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, wow, indeed, over the weekend, the offense, where has it been all year? Pretty wild, 34 runs and 47 hits, and newcomers were right in the middle of it all. Chris Johnson, who was part of the trade with Boyd and Swisher going to Atlanta. Mr. Almonte coming from San Diego. Mark Chibczynski, our left-handed reliever, going to San Diego. And Abraham Almonte coming back to the Cleveland Indians, a young man, 26 years old, that had been in AAA and in the big leagues the last couple of years. And our guys, scouts, always had their eye on him, a center fielder, switch hitter, with a little bit of power, obviously. And, it was absolutely a wonderful, fun weekend at the ballpark.
Last week, Chris Danberg filled in for you, and his trivia question was, how many hits did the Indians or whatever have over, like, a 7-day period or whatever it runs? It was like 6 and 7. Now we're doing 34 or just in 3. This is amazing that it's happening. And over since the last week, players have been jettisoned, some of the veterans been moved off. I guess that kind of opens it up for people to prove themselves, I suppose.
Well, it does, but I think the important thing in all that, at this time of year when your expectations change. Obviously, we had very high expectations for this baseball team this season, and through a variety of reasons, injuries, players not playing up to their expectation, two, you sit and have to rethink where you are. And Chris Antonetti, Terry Francona made the decision that this was a team that really needed to rethink their position, and ended up trading off some veterans. And so the important thing was our manager sat down with the young core group of players that will carry this team forward and asked them about who they wanted to be, what their identity is going to be, that this is their ball club. It's time for them to take over. And it's a new group, obviously. The core group, Michael Brantley and Yan Gomes, Jason Kipnis, Cody Allen, Corey Kluber, that group of players that, are now in charge. And when you do trade off some veterans, it gets some other young players an opportunity and to show what they can do. So that's what the next, almost 2 months of baseball will be all about.
Bob, tell us a little bit about the other new guy in town, Chris Johnson.
Yeah, Chris is a big kid. He's a little bit older, in his late 20s. He comes from a baseball family. His dad was involved in professional baseball, Major League Baseball. He was actually a coach on Terry Francona's Boston Red Sox team. Chris is a kid that was a teammate of Corey Kluber's in college, and he can play third base, first base, a little bit outfield, so I think we'll see him a lot of different places. He's a right-handed hitter. Just 2 years ago, he was second in the National League in hitting 321, and earned himself a nice contract and showed a little bit of power, especially some doubles, I think he had 34 doubles that season. And this past year, though, he unfortunately was playing with a sore wrist, put him on a disabled list, but I think he's rounded back into shape, getting healthy. Had a nice day yesterday, but a right-handed bat that, you know, we can use in our lineup.
Also having a nice day yesterday, Corey Kluber. Everybody at the ballpark was hoping for history yesterday.
Yeah, you know, you were two outs. I think he had two strikes on Joe Mauer. I can't remember, you know, if he indeed did have two strikes on Joe. And, you know, just to put the bat on the ball and just hit a soft liner to left field to break up the no-hitter. And, you know, only one guy to that point had reached base on a walk. You know, he had no-hit stuff, no question about it. Yesterday, Corey was just incredibly dominant, 10 strikeouts again. Just from, as Terry talked about in the post-game press conference, that they all felt in the dugout, it was like from pitch one, you could see the crispness in the attacking, the first pitch strikes that Corey is used to, you know, executing, and just a dominant performance yesterday. You know, just a crazy night on Friday where we end up scoring 9 runs and losing, but then coming back and really getting after it on Saturday and Sunday. So it was a good way to win 2 out of 3 against the Minnesota Twins.
It's also good to see Corey Kluber pitching like this. He's the Cy Young, reigning Cy Young champ. Season not going the way, you know, something like last year is, but still showing up every day when it's his turn to pitch and pitching like a Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah, those baseball people that understand statistics and how you, the metrics that you use to measure effectiveness, he's, you know, among the league leaders, among the league leader starters in those areas. He just is, other than yesterday, never got any run support. And so you give him that kind of run support, we're going to win. And it's nice for Corey. He got, I think, what, win number 7 yesterday. So you get to that point where he can get to double digits. And all the guys in our rotation get to double-digit wins. That's a pretty good statement for how good the starting rotation is for the Cleveland Indians.
Well, the Indians are now going to face the Yankees. It's that time of the year where everybody comes out to the ballpark to see the Yankees play. So it's going to be kind of like a midweek holiday, I guess, for everybody.
Well, it's, you know, we haven't seen them yet. You know, them and the Red Sox. It's right. Almost mid-August, and this is our first, you know, look at the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox here coming up in the next couple of weeks. So that's pretty odd, but that's just the way the schedule flows sometimes. And our old friend CC Sabathia will pitch on Wednesday. He'll face Danny Salazar. Tomorrow night, Bob Feller, 1948 Bob Feller replica jersey night, Sugardale Dollar Dogs on Thursday. So we're going to have some fun at the ballpark as we get our first look at the Yankees, who have been playing pretty darn well this year under Joe Girardi.
All right. Well, speaking of the ballpark, we're going to send some folks to the ballpark. We got 4 tickets for an upcoming Tribe game up next with our Tribe trivia from Bob.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
And today's Tribe trivia from Bob is going to be for 4 tickets for the Indians-Angels game on August 29th. That's a fireworks and also a Yan Gomes jersey giveaway. 4 tickets for you if you have the answer to Bob's trivia question this morning. Good morning, Bob. What is the question you have today?
Well, today's question is going to – we just talked about the theme of the question, dealing with no-hitters. Obviously, Corey Kluber flirted with a no-hitter yesterday. There have been 14 no-hitters thrown in Indians history. Bob Feller leads the pack with three no-hitters. Only one other pitcher has thrown more than one. This gentleman threw two no-hitters in his career. Name that pitcher, Cleveland pitcher, to throw two no-hitters.
3220930 is the number, 3220930. If you know the answer, you'll pick up the four tickets to the Indians-Angels game on August 29th. Bob, we'll talk to you again next Monday.
You got it, boys. Take care. Have a good week.